I mentioned we turn to some of the halachot from the 3 weeks. We're going to start in the middle of Kuf Chaf Bet, Siman 122, halach Vav. B'shalosh Shabbatot Shabin Shiva Sabba Tams and Tishbav. On the 3 Shabbatot that separate the fast of the 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av, Maftirin Gimel Dipuran Nuto. We lay in the Haftorahs of 3 stark retribution prophecies. Puranuta really means punishment on retribution. And they are Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Devar Hashem, Chazon Yeshayahu. The words of Jeremiah, listen to the word of God, and the vision of Isaiah. V'simanam. And the way that we remember these Haftorot are Deshach. And what does Deshach stand for? Dalet Shin Chet. Divrei Yirmiyahu is Dalet, Shimu Devar Hashem is Shin, and Chazon Yeshayahu is Chet. Now, what does Deshach mean on its own? Say again. Okay, that's also an acronym it's worth asking about. That's the Tzach, right? Which we could ask about when it comes to Satan. I mean, you're right. Deshach didn't mean anything. It's a very strange thing to say. Oh, and if you can't remember this quite memorable logical sequence of words, Divrei Yirmiyahu and Chazon Yeshayahu, so remember Deshach. What's the likelihood of me remembering that? And I think perhaps what is being suggested by this strange, non-memorable acronym is sometimes, certainly during the 3 weeks, we are kind of cast under a shadow of persecution and tragedy, which often on its face seems meaningless, chaotic, and hard to decipher. Deshach, I don't know what that means. And the challenge of this time is to try to put pressure on that experience to see if we can extract meaning from it. Not that that's the purpose per se, but if we find ways to find within that jumble, chaotic experience some way to draw meaning and make purpose and move forward. And the Haftorah themselves are riddled with complications. And if you are curious about what the Haftorah we just read last Shabbos means, there's a wonderful shiur taking place at 8:45 this evening, given by Miriam Lerner, Theatrics in the 3 weeks, about the prophecies of the Haftorah we just read, sponsored very generously by Sima in memory of her father, Shmuel ben Rafuel, whose Yortzeit begins in just a few moments, and we will turn to Marev, and then you can all run home with due speed, haste, and alacrity to catch the beginning of the shiur. Thank you. Israel,